Can you tell us about the COCO partnership and how it came to be developed?
We launched the COCO partnership in 2008, and it's a £45 million investment into COCO sustainability. But the inspiration for it came from a piece of research which was done in the UK and in Ghana, and we looked at what was happening to COCO farms in Ghana. COCO in Ghana accounts for about 70% of our COCO bean supply, so it's an important country for us. We found that farmer yields were declining, and they were actually getting only 40%, so a 40% yield from the land compared to what they could get. So a real gap between the potential of the land and what they were getting now. We also found that farmers were ageing, so the average age of a farmer is 50. Young people don't want to become farmers in Ghana. And we also found through the research, we looked at the social aspect of the village, and it was clear that we needed to take some action in terms of helping people have a sustainable livelihood from COCO. So that's really where the investment came from. And already we're working with partners in Ghana, including the United Nations Development Programme, and then with social experts like CARE, VSO and World Vision to actually look at how we create action at a farming level in Ghana. But there's also a real commercial element to this, because quite simply, we don't have the beans, we don't have the bars that for our great chocolate brands around the world. So it's really important that this isn't just a social programme, but it's actually a commercial programme as well.